In a village called Bara, on Sweet Unity Farms in the southern highlands of Tanzania, David Robinson is building his field of dreams. It's a coffee farm on which about 400 families live and work. Mr. Robinson is hoping to build an educational center, a clinic, and solar panels to power the community. David Robinson is trying to make his coffee farm an outpost of care and concern and a model for effective economic and social development. David Robinson is in the United States now and joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks very much for being with us.
Scott, thank you very much for the invitation.
It must be said before we go any further, for somebody just listening to this interview, they might remark, you don't sound like you're from Tanzania.
Born in New York City.
Okay.
Proud of it.
And so we'll explain. You are the son of Jackie Robinson of the Brooklyn Dodgers, and you married a Tanzanian woman.
Yes, my wife is Wanyamwezi from central Tanzania.
For people who are familiar with your father's, only one part or a couple parts of your father's career, maybe we should explain. You kind of know the coffee business yourself, don't you? You grew up in the coffee business.
Scott, you would not believe that it was only after we planted the coffee on our farm that I remembered Chock Full of Nuts.
Really? Your father was a director of personnel for Chock Full
yes,
of Nuts.
Yes, vice president, director of personnel for Chock Full of Nuts after he retired for baseball. It really wasn't a large dynamic in our family's life. And there was baseball, there was civil rights, but I remember sitting up on the counter of Chock Full of Nuts and waiting for him to get off.
And what brings you here?
I am the director of marketing for a cooperative of over 500 farmers now, and it's directly marketed by farmers to the consumer market. It's an economic component in coffee that has been lacking since the foundation of coffee. The Brazilian and Colombian coffee industry was founded on slavery in the 1800s, and the whole large estate system of coffee farming is based on cheap labor. We are all family-owned farms, and it's really only through setting up direct market mechanisms that farmers can get a developmental share of the wealth of the coffee industry.
For somebody sipping a latte this morning, how much will a coffee worker earn?
In Tanzania, we're 90% small-scale farmers, so we're working our own farms. Our average wage is under $1 a day. You may get up to $2 a day in the South American economies, but it really is leaving. I mean, my neighbors are third-generation coffee farmers in a multi-billion-dollar industry, and all we have harvested is poverty for those three generations.
In your village in Bara, can you tell us what the inroads of HIV and malaria have been like?
Malaria nationwide affects every family in annual illnesses to those who have passed. I lost a son five, six years ago, to malaria. He was not 3 years old yet. So, yes, I know firsthand the pains of malaria. I used to be a chronic malaria catcher, which means every 5-6 weeks or so, the parasites are not fully being killed off. They grow back, so you're back on the medicines, and the medicines themselves are debilitating.
What could be done just in your village if you could wave a wand?
We need to get a fair international market value for our labor, so that our honest labor, that we can take our hard-earned wages and develop our lives. We could have medical care available in our village a half-hour walking distance from one's home. But we need to, I mean, individuals need to look at the source of their product, not only to find healthy foods, but to find, healthy for the body, but to find foods and coffees that are healthy for the international economy and the producers of those products.
David, nice talking to you.
Thank you very much, Scott. A pleasure.
Speaking with us from our studios in New York, David Robinson. And for more information on David Robinson and his activities, you can come to our website, npr.org.